Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show. Not the Average Joe Show. Each week, we break down and analyze the latest content from your favorite influences in business and in life. From daily motivation to business strategies and more. This is Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Flack.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. My name is Joseph Flack. As you may know me on TikTok as Just Joe, you know, where I'm currently live, seeing if I can get to 10 listeners on my live podcast tonight. If you guys have any questions on TikTok, let me know. This podcast is all about bettering yourself. Self-improvement, some thoughts, some ideas that I've had. It's been a couple, I want to say months, since I recorded a podcast. I had a family member staying in my office for the last like 2 months, so I haven't been able to record, but I'm back. Thought I'd throw something together here without any preparation whatsoever, and I'm hoping my lovely dog over here doesn't start whining, because then I'm going to have to pause. But anyways, how are y'all doing? Hope you're all having a great night there on TikTok, as well as my listeners. You'll be able to listen to me, for those of you watching me on TikTok. I'm going to set this recording to post tomorrow morning, which is Wednesday. It'll be on Apple Podcasts, Slacker, anywhere you can listen to a podcast. You can find my show, Not the Average Joe Show. I have a cool story for you guys this week. Really cute story. So I got some inspiration from my district manager, actually. He really got me pumped up when I gave him a little pep talk. And so I went home and I pulled out a big poster board, which I have hanging on my wall. And I really look up to this guy, and I realized that he has a lot of stuff that I want, that I want in my life, and I've been very lucky that I have the things that I have, but I realized that he has very similar mentality as I do, and so that was exciting for me. You know, watching Gary Vee all the time and listening to him, and when he says something, I'm like, oh, I feel the same way, or I was already doing that. Makes me feel really good. So anyways, I wanted to come home and write out a vision board. I haven't done that in a very long time. I used to do it, probably 2 or 3 times a year ever since I was like 16 years old. And so I started writing out, since the year is ending soon, next month. It'll be December, which is crazy. I don't know where October went, but it came and flew. So yeah, we're up on a new year coming up, and I wanted to set my goals for the year. So I wrote out a bunch of stuff. Let's see. I've got words to live by, just some things that I can kind of mentally think of as I go through my day-to-day. A bunch of it's being focus, consistency, live with intention. I love that. If you guys haven't read that book, Intentional Living, it's very good. I recommend it. And then I have my goals for my business, as well as personal goals. Personal goals being, let's see, first thing I have on there is quit smoking. Yeah, that needs to happen. So that's my goal, because I know it's not healthy, and I want to be healthy. I want to start working out. I might get a bike or something, if I can work up a sweat. I think I'd be all right. But yeah, I'm excited about it. I have a couple other things on there that are a little more personal that I'm excited about getting into. But anyways, so the story goes, as I was doing this on my dining room table, and I was writing out my goals, my 7-year-old, they just had birthdays, so I'm still not used to saying they're 7 and 8. My 7-year-old daughter, she comes up, she goes, "Daddy, what are you doing?" And so I was like, awesome. She's going to ask me what I'm doing. And I went into a full speech about, well, this is called a vision board or a dream board. And every year I like to write out my goals and my dreams and what I want to set out to accomplish for the next year. And she goes, "I want to try." So I got her a piece of paper and a pencil, and I helped her spell out some of the things she wanted to do, which I was really excited about. And she has it hanging on the refrigerator so she can look at it every day. So it was a very cool moment. I hope I hope it's the start of something cool and a cool bond between us. So I'm excited. But yeah, anyways, I wrote out my goals. It's about that time of the year. I'm ready to start gearing up and preparing to start my New Year's resolutions, if you will. You know, and it's crazy talking about New Year's resolutions and stuff. I have a picture I found on Facebook, or Meta, as they call it now, I guess. Well, you know what's crazy is everybody's still saying, like, Facebook is still Facebook. They haven't changed the name. I'm like, no, they're not going to. Facebook will always be Facebook. But the parent company that owns Facebook is called Meta. They also own WhatsApp and Oculus and a whole bunch of other stuff. So they needed to they needed to have a parent company, and they renamed it. So there's a lot of politics involved in renaming. But anyways, where was I going with that? I totally forgot. I lost my train of thought because my dog is trying to get the cat through the door. Anyways, I tell you what. But anyways, yeah. So gearing up for the new year. Very excited about it. It's really all I got for tonight, guys. I'm going to start getting into some more Gary V stuff. Oh, I will say this. This is really cool. A couple weeks ago, I found a couch for free, took it home, put it on Facebook, and I sold it for $130. So this last week, picked up another couch, and it's sitting in my garage, and I haven't sold it yet, and I really hope I do. So we'll see. I'm trying to get rid of it at this point. I know I could give it away really easy. It'll be like, leave it on my front lawn. It'll be gone in like 5 minutes, but I'm trying to, you know, do some flips, that I learned from the master, Gary Vaynerchuk. So, anyways, I gotta go, guys. My dog's starting to eat the carpet, so I need to go deal with that. But thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your night, and a happy Thanksgiving coming up, and I hope I have some content for you in the next week or two. So long for now.